Afghanistan will probably not be able to assume responsibility for its own security, even with U.S. help, if Pakistan doesn't help too. The Taliban seem to be able to move freely, fairly freely, across the border between the two countries. Shuja Nawaz is the director of the South Asia Center at the Atlantic Council of the United States. He's skeptical that Pakistan will crack down hard in Waziristan and other parts of the border region.
I think it'll take a lot of convincing for Pakistan to be able to devote all its resources at trying to seal the border at a time when it is desperately trying to fight an insurgency inside the border region as well as inside the Northwest Frontier Province. They don't have the resources, they don't have the capacity to open a new front against the Afghan Taliban.
Military strategists have spoken since 2001 of using a hammer and anvil strategy on the border. Explain what that is, and has it happened yet?
That has not happened, and it's not likely to happen or be very successful, given the resources at the disposal of the allies on the eastern border of Afghanistan. In fact, if you go back to the Soviet occupation, there was a very interesting exchange in November 1986 in the Politburo, and the minutes of that meeting indicate Gorbachev talking about how 80,000 troops that had been requested to seal the border couldn't do it. And he said neither could any additional troops do it at that time. It's an impossible border to seal. And I think Pakistan, although it has 150,000 troops along that border, is really fighting an insurgency inside. It cannot deploy all of them to the border. It cannot bring in additional troops from its eastern border from India unless the threat of any action by India on that border is removed.
And Shuja Nawaz, you know this quite personally from your own family's history. Your grandfather fought with the British in Waziristan in 1901. Tell us about him.
Well, he fought in two Waziristan campaigns in 1901 and 1908. And then he was sent off to a place called Mesopotamia, where he got wounded. And when he survived, he was sent to a place called Belgium in the First World War. Interestingly, his son, my uncle, fought in the 1937 Waziristan campaign. The point behind all of this is that unless you make an effort to deal with the underlying economic and political situations in the region and you integrate the region into Pakistan proper, you're going to have to fight and refight the Waziristan type of campaigns over and over again. They almost have a regularity of a business cycle, and that's what we need to be aware of.
And how do you do that? I mean, you don't sound very optimistic about any success in this part of the world, on this Pakistan-Afghanistan border.
Well, I'm optimistic about the possibility of integrating this region into Pakistan proper. I think if you do that, you have a possibility of creating jobs for the people, giving them greater control over their political future. But if you continue the old policy of treating the border region, the Fatah region, the federally administered tribal region, as a kind of ungovernable territory behind the prickly hedge that the British called it, then obviously you're going to have to go in and fight these battles again and again. This is a social and an economic continuum. You can't really set a deadline and say this is it. You've got to start the process and let the demonstration effect take over.
And yet so many of President Obama's critics see that he has set a deadline of July 2011 to start moving troops out of Afghanistan. Do you think that deadline is a danger?
Well, it's already sent the wrong message, and I think despite all the attempts to clarify it, it will take a while before the actions that will now follow help people understand what exactly the United States and the allies will do. We don't know the exact war plan of General McChrystal, but if he can knock the insurgency back on its heels and if he can create time and space for the civilians to go in and help the Afghans reorder their lives and protect them against the insurgents, then there will be an element of success in this. Then the deadline will not be the focal point of interest next summer or the summer after that.
Shuja Nawaz is the author of Cross Swords, Pakistan, Its Army, and the Wars Within. Thanks very much for your time.
You're welcome.